Are we done?
Yeah, he means that we're done. He's a hermit. He lives all his within himself. But he's age, I'm not surprised. You know, it's tightwad is what we've got. Now, old Scrooge. There's another name for it, but tightwad would be a more. Anybody know what you mean by? Is that telephone?
How about an older person, say your husband's age or something, who really gets around a lot, who's still real good shape, you'd say, boy, he's really... They say spry or
up and at him.
Up and at him.
Up and at him is a good one. Yeah. He says he's up and at him all the time. That may be for me. I'll go ahead. She'll tell me.
Sometimes you might say your children were out later than usual, and you might say, well, now, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling just a little
nervous about it.
And a lot of times children will want lights on in their room at night because they're
scared. And I think they should have a light until they get old enough to say they don't want lights. Mm-hmm. But I think it'd be nice then to later go back and turn the light out if you're not asleep yourself. Mm-hmm. But if you want to go to sleep, I think a night light is a good. I've seen the time when I would be nervous at night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think it could be better to leave the light on, mm-hmm. because if it's nothing but just a little bitty bulb.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now a person who did something like, well,
okay.
We just chatted about other things.
Okay.
Reckon
we'll ever get through that book?
I think we will.
Okay.
I told her if she didn't get through with all the questions, she could leave a list of them and you could write her a letter on them.
Oh, mm-hmm. I think we'll get through.
I think we better get through because I would understand it better if she asked it.
We'll get through.
Yeah.
A person that's really like set in his own ways, you'd say a person like that was really... Or a person who was, never wanted to change, always was sure he was right. You'd say that was that. Or you could never change that person's mind about anything. You'd say that person would really be.
Well, let me see. I don't know how you'd phrase it.
Stubborn or hard-headed or.
Well, hard-headed would be one word, but mm-hmm. he could have some idea about it, but just wouldn't express himself.
Mm-hmm.
So that wouldn't exactly be. What do you think, Margaret? I don't think stubborn.
Stubborn.
You think stubborn? He couldn't be stupid because he would have an idea. He just wouldn't say so.
Mm-hmm.
I guess stubborn would be the... I believe we'll leave it at that. I don't know for sure.
How about a person, you were talking earlier about this lady that came and acted very peculiar. Did people ever use, instead of saying she acts very peculiar, do they ever say she acts very queer?
Uh-huh. Queer is a word that's used a lot.
More.
You say, she's just a queer person.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that she thinks differently from you, really.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe she acts differently from you, but yet it doesn't mean that she's not all right.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could mean that she's not all right.
Or it could mean, yeah. That
yes, either way.
Either way. How about a person who, a person that you just can't joke with without that person losing his temper?
A person you can joke with?
That you can't joke.
That
if you
can't.
Joke with him, he'll lose his temper.
Gosh, that stumps me. I don't know.
Touchy, maybe?
Well, he could be touchy, and he could be, see.
Sometimes they say temperamental.
Mm-hmm. Temperamental. Temperamental, without losing his temper.
No, he loses his temper.
Loses his temper.
Loses his temper. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a hard question. I don't believe that's exactly the word I'm thinking about, but it seems like in the back of my mind, it means the same thing. Now, what would that be? It's a person that's on offsides, I believe they call it.
Didn't you used to say kind of standoffish?
I believe that's the word,
standoff.
Yeah, he doesn't resent you for saying it, but he's not going to cooperate with you.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's it. Yeah, standoffish is a good word.
Mm-hmm, that's a good word.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you'd been working all day and you, working hard all day, you might come in and say, I am just all